You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So there are many things that are said about Christianity and money. According to First Rand, the Christian does not own his own money, but he manages it on behalf of God. There is a responsibility to manage it wisely and increase it. Don't exploit it. And those who don't rush to get paid will run into problems. In addition, a failing Park states that Christians believe that there is nothing wrong with the wealth itself. It is how we use it that matters. We can use it for good and bad. Wealth is seen as a gift from God. Our money should come from lawful means. We do have Elder Nyakunyanda joining us on the line so that we may unpack this whole issue of money. My Elder, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you? I'm all right.
I am good.
Wonderful. Morning to our listeners.
They are good, Mfundisi.
The world at large.
Yes. And we're speaking all things money, Mfundisi. It's a very interesting one. But before we get into it, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Our in heaven, for according as opportunity to discuss.
Yeah, it seems we're going to have a problem with that line. So let me call Mfundisi way to the using a different line so that we may speak to him about all things money. Do you aspire to be wealthy? Not comfortable, but wealthy. Do you aspire for such money? So do you want money? Let me know on +27734703520. That again is +27734703520. Right. So we're trying to get hold of Mfundisi way to the on a different line so that we can see Uguti, can we speak about this conversation? Let me see if the pastor is here. Pastor, can you elder? Pastor Elder. Elder, can you hear me on this line? Oh, it hung up. It's fine. We're going to get him on the original one because on the original one we got him. It's just that the issue of network. It's a network issue that we encountered this. Well, let me know, what are your thoughts wealth, not just money, wealth and Christianity, because we do know that in some countries, in fact, in South Africa, the middle class is composed of people that we know, if they don't get a salary that day, right? So we are going to try and get hold of Mfundisi way to there so that we can, our elder, I think he is back on the line. Elder, welcome back. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry for the mishap.
Yeah, I know it's okay, Elder. We understand it's the issue of network. So speaking all things money, can we aspire to be rich as Christians? Like rich, my Elder. You are that rich that you buy something, you don't look at your bank balance. That rich. Can we aspire to be that rich?
Yeah, I would like to first of all take us to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, mm-hmm. verse 18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
Mm.
So the idea itself is not a bad idea.
Mm.
It is actually the plan of God that we have the resources, or we get the riches.
Okay.
Why? Because as Christians, we do believe that God has vested upon us so many responsibilities in the communities,
mm.
for his work, and even in our families. And in order for that work to be accomplished and for it not to be a hard task for every believer, we need to be resourceful. We need to have the money. We need to have the means. So it is very right for anyone, for any Christian, to aspire to be wealthy.
Mm-hmm. So when we are aspiring to be this wealth of Mfundisi, how should we now look at it as Christians? And how important is it for us to look at the whole issue of worth? In a sense that, whenever we see Christians to be wealthy, like, what did you do to get that money? You know, we struggle to applaud people who are rich because thinking, they got it in different ways. Whilst we do know, and then at the other hand, that God is our, you know, he's the owner of silver and gold. So how should we look at the issue of wealth, and how important is it for us to think about being wealthy?
The first thing is for us to appreciate that it is a godly idea to be rich. Without that appreciation, we are going to have challenges relating to people who are probably rich, who have the resources, who have the means. Mm. So the first issue for every believer is to accept that it is the intention of God for everyone to be rich.
Okay.
What then differs is the maybe the sources, the avenues from which God brings the blessings upon us.
Mm.
But the idea in itself is good. Then we also have to know that we are also required by the same God to use the resources in a manner that gives glory to him.
Mm.
Yeah, so the problem really with most Christians was to have a misconception of the idea of being rich.
Mm.
We have associated it with people who are greedy, people who are corrupt, people who are manipulative to the extent that if someone is rich, people really want to question their source of riches.
Mm.
But I would want to dispel that myth to say we can be filthy rich from the hand of God, and it is the idea of God.
Okay. So, why and when does money become a problem in our faith, us as Christians? You have just stated that we can be wealthy and all that, but we do know that it's a problem. It's a problem in the church. It's a problem in our faith, in our denomination, everywhere, even in other denominations as well. So why is it that money is a problem?
Well, money itself is not a problem, but money in the hands of problematic people becomes a problem.
Love that.
you can agree with me. If a drunkard drives a car, the car behaves like the one who is driving it, but the car is not drunk, but the driver is the problem. Mm. So, money itself is not an issue. The element here, there are two issues. The first one, which is controversial but real, is because as Christians we have not accepted this idea that everyone has to have the resources, needs to have money and all. We have ended up in situations where a few who have grasped the opportunity, who have grasped the idea, they now have the resources, and because the churches need resources to move, everyone ends up worshipping people with resources, and they end up exercising their power and authority over us.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if everyone had the resources, it means no one was going to use resources to control and manipulate others.
Mm-hmm.
But because there are others who still think that the idea of being wealthy is perfect, they are now being taken advantage of.
Okay.
Over by those who have accepted the idea of making money.
And you know, my elder, you're very right, because we have seen in certain places, in some churches, not necessarily in this denomination, in others, where the wealthier you are, the more respect you get, the wealthier you are, the more responsibility and recognition you get, the wealthier you are is the more now you get to sit, for those who reserve seats in front, you get to sit in front. And some, they even dictate to the pastor that, don't preach about that, preach about this. It's something that we have seen. So how can we fix that? How can we fix that? Even if we are wealthy, just relax. Don't do things that you're not supposed to do.
I get you. I get you. You know, they say put your mouth where your money is.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it is these people with resources who fund an idea.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how brilliant your idea can be in church, if it's not backed by your resources, it may end up not being accepted.
Yeah.
So that's the reality. But on the question that you have asked, we also need to be aware that there were some rich people in the Bible.
Yeah.
Who could afford to take a humble pie.
Mm.
And may everyone who has the resources take a leaf from the life of the likes of Job, Abraham, Joseph. We have even Solomon, even David, even Joseph of Arimathea, the man who buried Jesus, and even Nicodemus.
Mm.
Those men were rich, but they could carry themselves well in communities, in churches, in wherever they would go. So I think we should also take a leaf and learn. It doesn't mean that when you have the resources, you now need to control everyone.
Mm.
When you have the resources, God has just blessed you so that you bless others, not to oppress. Mind you, your resources should always be associated with the giver, who is God. So when you use your resources to manipulate people, to take advantage of people, you are portraying the wrong character of a God who gave you the resources.
Okay. So what does God say, Mpundiswa, my elder? Ooh, this Mpundis is coming soon. My elder, what does God say about us attaining wealth? What does he say about all of this, us receiving wealth?
Well, like I said, when God created Adam, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 2, especially chapter 2, you find that in Eden there were deposits of gold, fine gold actually, and when you look at God blessing Abraham, when God was blessing even Adam, the blessing also included wealth. When he would say, "I'll bless your sons, I'll bless you," he was also referring over and above salvation and his presence amongst the people. He was also referring to the resources. And when you look at the book of Exodus chapter 3, when Moses was instructed to go and lead the Israelites, God openly told Moses that you are not going to leave Egypt empty-handed.
Mm.
You are going to ask for ornaments of gold, silver, and linen, and I will give favor in the faces of all the Israelites so that the Egyptians will give them.
Mm.
So the idea of God is for us to be in control, for us to have the resources, so that we are able to freely worship him.
Yeah.
You know, the issue of money is the issue that makes the world moves.
Mm.
We work in order to get the resources. We go to school in order to get the resources. And by saying resources, we mean money.
Mm.
And as a result, if as Christians we don't have the money, we don't have control over the avenues that brings in money.
Yeah.
It means we are going to work for someone who is an unbeliever. And it is going to be difficult for us to freely worship God when one who gives us money does not worship the same God we worship.
Indeed. You know, Mpundisi, it's very important that we should take this issue of money very seriously. And we have honest conversations with ourselves, either in the church, in our communities, and so forth and so on. Because once we don't have those communications regarding money, that is where things now start falling apart. So, Mpundiswami, Mpundiswami, my elder. Any closing remarks regarding this whole issue of matter as we come to a close?
Well, I would like to remind every believer that God wants us to be in charge. God wants us to have the resources so that we are able to help. We are able to worship God, we are able to give towards the work and cause of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, God expects us to have a character that is able to contain wealth. One of the challenges is not about money itself, but it is on our characters. We do have characters that are so fragile that God cannot trust us with money. As we pray to have money, may we also pray to have the character that can contain the money that we want, so that we use it according to the purpose of God and serve the communities and the church.
Indeed. Mpundisi, thank you so much, my elder. Thank you so much. Can you please do pray for us? Oh, we're losing my elder there as he is about to pray. But then nonetheless, I think, yes, may you
your
please.
Your desire, dear Lord, is for us to have the resources, is for us to be in control. May you also control our characters and shape our characters, so that when you entrust us with these resources, we'll be able to put it to good use. May you also bless the Adventist World Radio as they continue on this good work. May you also give them the resources and bless everyone. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, my dear. Same to you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.